Here we are. Yay. And so we are in September. Wow. It's like, woo, I had difficulty like calibrating my brain where we are. We are on Earth in the Milky Way galaxy, which is a bit of a false light matrix, but let's not, that's a
That's
whole other
another call.
subject for a whole other call. Sorry. Okay. So I started a process a couple of months ago, and I reminded you last month that my goal tonight is for us to work on the three upper chakras. And I want you to have this like super simple understanding of your chakras. Like instead of it being like, okay, this one's about this and this one's about that and this one's about, and they're all like different and they're all like, they all have their own flavors. Like, yes, they do. But in a really broken down, simplistic, schematic way of looking at it, the heart chakra is the bridge. It is the relational chakra. It is that through which we enter into relations with other humans, but it's also that through which we relate the spiritual experience of what we are with the physical human experience of what we are. So it's kind of like, you know, spiritual upper three, heart is the bridge, lower three, human. Okay, and then it's even easier to understand because your root chakra is all about your personal will to be in a body and to like walk around and do things and get things and whatever, like eat and you know, whatever, hot heat and stuff like that. And that personal will, as soon as you go over the heart and you arrive in the throat, it has its counterpart of the divine will. Your divine will is a deep understanding and knowing of your place and of your purpose. So I'll get more into what each of them mean, but I just want to give that nice little schematic view. And then your sacral chakra is your personal love. We're not talking about other people. We're talking about your self-love and your self-acceptance, your ability to, you know, be in the field of your persona, of your person, and being able to love it, being able to love it and accept it and cherish it. So, you know, often we hear it's like it's the sensual, sexual chakra, stuff like that. Yeah, sure, it's all that. But at the core, it's your ability to be in a sensual relationship with yourself, which is your ability to love yourself, you know, like at the deepest, deepest level. And then that sacral has its counterpart in the upper three with the third eye, which is your ability to be connected to divine love. So we've got personal will and divine will. We've got personal love and divine love. And then your plexus is your personal mind, your rational mind, your humanoid mind. And the crown chakra is the divine mind. So my goal tonight is to bring us and to make the body feel really safe as we go up many, many, many octaves on top of the body so that we can receive healing on the templates related to divine mind, love, and will. And then we want to bring it back down into the physical body so that these higher templates can actually feed their octaves into the lower templates. The idea being here, when you are aligned, you know, when you are truly a human being, right? A being having a human experience, all that stuff is aligned. You know, like when we're not wounded and carrying programs and stuck in collective stories and stuff like that, we're able to know who we are and why we're here. It's just the interference that makes it hard for us to feel that sometimes. And is that ever getting amped up right now so that we feel it even more? I don't know if I've ever done direct template work in a GSEMP call. If I did, it would have been like 2020 kind of thing. So it's been a while since I've done work on the templates. Understand template, like it's kind of like the pattern, right? It's like a complete pattern through which you find all the structure, like the geometric structure of something. Oh, I'm very excited about this call. Woo! Trying to see how this all gonna like come together. When your personal will and your divine will are one, you know who you are, you know why you're here, you are able to maintain order and structure in your life that is aligned with the order and structure of the divine, right? Because it's like, it's interesting when you meet someone that has issues in the throat chakra, because they're either everything is way too organized, like so organized, there's no room to breathe, you know, like it's kind of like the person that has a schedule so tight that it's like, take 5 minutes to relax. And they're like, I can't, there's no room in my schedule. You know, it's like, it's that bad. And when it's like, so that's kind of when the volume's way too loud on it, and other chakras, the volume's too low. And then when the volume is way too low on it, these tend to be people that, I used to be one of them, so I really get it. Any structure makes you feel like you're trapped. You know, you are the flow specialist, you know, and anyone requiring anything of you that involves a schedule, it's like, oh, you're fucking around with my freedom. I don't like it. You know, like, and it's basically, it's like your freedom to be like floating everywhere and not have a ground and not, you know, be anchored in order and purpose, because there is order and purpose. Like, it doesn't take long. You could just look at a leaf, you know what I mean? Like from a plant, and witness the amount of order and structure within that, you know, like it's everywhere in the universe. Like, and if someone that has a throat chakra that's, you know, functioning with that over top, like over the top flow state where everything needs to flow all the time, it's the weirdest thing, because they can be really good at justifying their absolute rebellion towards order. So I'm not going to do what they tell me to do, or I'm not going to follow that system, or I don't know, whatever. And it's like, okay, so first of all, this throat chakra, your divine will, is like almost the most, it's the most important chakra in relation to the hairline. Okay, like they're not connected directly, but your hairline is your ability to be like anchored and aware of your purpose, why you're here, what are the intentions that you're feeding, and whether or not these intentions are actually aligned with your much higher intent at the soul level. So it's very interesting to work on this chakra. And many of us feel a lot of things in the chakra right now, because these ascension energies, that's where they hit the strongest for most people, because it's kind of like, wake up to your actual divine will, wake up to the will of what has created you for you. That's a powerful stuff to do. Like we're going to play a lot with that template. I want to talk a little bit, but I'm almost too excited and I want to go straight into the meditation. So I will talk a little bit and we'll do deep meditation for a long time tonight. Okay, so that divine will chakra. The third eye chakra is all about divine love. And most humans have no idea what that is. Let's just be honest. We know all about attachment. We know all about human love. We know all about you're supposed to be who I want you to be and who I need you to be. None of that is actually love. True love sets everything free to be whatever it chooses to be. And that's a really fun thing to explore and understand. You know, sometimes I use the mantra, as you wish and at your pace. As you wish and at your pace. And your ability to love someone shouldn't be related to what they're doing, how fast they're doing it, or not doing it. You know, that divine love is kind of, it's like the glue that holds the entire universe together. And it's a feeling chakra, like just like the sacral, right? It's like emotions, but sacral is emotions. Heart is relational. And third eye is spiritual feelings. We're talking bliss, ecstasy, elation. It's like emotions that they're not really emotions, but these feelings are hard to understand for the pure human side of us. They are experienced through deep states of meditation, through quieting the mind and listening so deeply that you start hearing the music of the universe. You start hearing like whatever the chants of the angels, whatever you want to call it. Like you become fine-tuned to, for me, like the way it feels for me is like, it's like I can hear the divine celebration. It's like, it's almost like a little beat. You know? It's like the closest thing I found to that in human reality is melodic psychedelic trance. So that's the closest I found to it. Or maybe like, you know, really deep classical music that's like super deep. Anything that moves you like deep into silence and you're just like, oh, wow. That's that kind of divine love feel. Such a beautiful thing to experience in a physical body. The best way to describe it is it's a vast, expansive feeling of being in communion with all of life, from, you know, from a rock or a plant or an animal on earth, all the way to the highest levels of spiritual beings. Just feeling that communion, knowing your place there. Knowing you're loved, knowing you are love. Knowing you're perfect. As a unique, like, you know, a unique expression of the divine essence, you are absolutely perfect in what you consider to be your imperfections. And finally, the crown, the divine mind, that's kind of like that, you know, we hear the expression big picture thinking. Well, yeah, like, so that times a million, you know what I mean? Like, it's like all the way to understanding the entire, master system of the entire creation process. When we're well connected to that, we're able to have very creative ideas. You know, we're not just like rehashing ideas that have been thought over and over again by humans. It's like deeply creative ideas come in. And not only does the deep, like super creative idea come in, but beyond that, you can perfectly see where and how it fits into the master system of the universe. So for example, you know, like me starting a program like GSAMP, it's like none of it was about like, you know, I want to go online and make money, you know. It's like, it wasn't, the goal was like, all of this is in me, and I keep receiving all these yummy meditations. And I used to just have like a local group of women that I would work with. And it was like, I need this to get to more people, because this is literally part of helping people build the foundation so that they can ascend without it being too clunky and chunky, including myself, you know, like, so there was a perfect understanding of that fits like that in there. Okay. It wasn't like, I'm going to do that and I don't really know why I'm doing it. Like, or I'm doing it for, you know, if I use someone else on well, I don't want to use anyone, but I mean, like, if I use the example of someone else on the call, it's like understanding a much deeper understanding of the coaching that they offer, you know, and seeing how that coaching fits into a deep process of us, of human consciousness moving beyond the dualistic energies of prey and predator and into like teaching people self-mastery and the embodiment of their divinity. Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty good, like, good example for me of what's happening at that level. Like, your little smile. What else do I want to say about divine mind? Also called the universal mind field. Such a beautiful expression, where we know we are part of the great pattern of life. When you are fully connected to your crown chakra, you know absolute safety. You will never again doubt your safety, because you know exactly where you fit into the divine plan, into the divine manifestation of life. That is so interesting. I'm saying that and I'm feeling the plexus react. And that's perfect, because that divine mind, crown chakra, the lower octave of it is the plexus. And the crown, the third eye, and the throat offer the templates of the plexus, the sacral, and the root. So this is why I want us to go up in frequency today, so we can work on the divine templates. And how would I say that? What's the word? Like calibrate the lower ones to the octaves of the higher ones. And we'll see how that feels while we're doing it. Cause like my plexus is already like, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to know my place in the divine plan. That means I can't do what I want to do, you know. The deepest truth is that what you truly want to do is what's aligned with the divine plan. But that's let's not tell that to the ego too quickly. Actually, I will. Ego within all of us, your absolute peace and well-being will come from aligning with the divine plan for you. The divine plan for you is that you get to know yourself and understand yourself as an emanation of the light. That's pretty cool. I'm just working with the plexus a little bit. All right, I think I'm done talking. That was a very short presentation. Good. Get comfortable. We're going to go in and we're going to go deep. Just comforting the collective plexus right now. the timing for us to be working on this theme right now is so divinely perfect that I clearly am. I know that it's not my human mind that decided this. But there's like a huge thing about to happen before the end of September. Some kind of like, I don't know, there's like a planetary portal that opens, and there's an infusion of, or I don't know how to say that word properly, like an influx of so much high frequency light that it will be very destabilizing for the 3D matrix. And the more of us that can stand calmly, peacefully, connected to our divinity, pumping, being like pumps for that light coming through and beaming through into the collective consciousness, that's what's going to make that transition smoother. And of course, those who resist it make the transition much harder, but especially for themselves. So that's a whole other thing, just like love and compassion. As you wish, at your pace, love and compassion. So I want you to just start by letting your system know that everything that you're doing is because you want to help it be free. Freedom can feel scary, but it is literally our birthright to be free and to shine bright. So just kind of letting you know, it's almost like hugging your system, like, hey, I love you, I'm here, I've got you. All of this is in the name of our freedom. All of this is in the name of being able to flow more light through this vessel. Just letting the whole system know. And the first thing we're going to do tonight is we're going to make sure that the body feels really safe and held before we start kind of like floating up.